Usually you can try and second-guess strategy, but these guys... the way they think is not like anything I've come across.
Me neither. Stupid works bastards who want to get rid of everyone so that they can run the show without anyone else around. Why? What the fuck does that achieve? And what would getting rid of us through a mat trans do?
Spread the pox even further when we got above ground. Gloria shook her head. The Amazon Queen was ready for a firefight and was irritated beyond words by both being denied her fight and being manipulated. The only thing we can do is keep trying the sectors and keep out of the big mat trans chambers, if that's what they're trying to do. We've got to keep it calm here. That's our only hope. But the one-eyed warrior felt nowhere near as cool as he tried to sound. Inside, he was boiling over with frustration, too. They were being herded toward an objective, totally of their opponent's choosing. Strung out, the party's units were moving at a slow pace, hoping for a break. Suddenly, inexplicably, the sector in the main corridor ahead came down.
What the fuck's that about?
I don't know, but I really don't like it. If they want us to go back, then why didn't they do it before? And if they want to guide us to the Mattrans, then why do it at all, unless... Oh, shit! Cover! Now! He pushed Gloria toward one side of the corridor and threw himself to the other. Everybody ducked for cover. Before the door was even halfway up, soldiers behind it began firing. The area lit up with laser fire. From behind their barriers, the invaders began to return fire. Two soldiers went down immediately. The others began to draw back, taking refuge behind buttresses and then laying down suppression fire as they retreated in pairs.
Stupid bastards! Now we got them!
Gloria emerged and led the charge.
No, Gloria, wait!
For a moment, it did seem as though the Illuminated Ones had made a serious tactical error. The war party surged forward in waves as they pulled back. But something nagged at Ryan, and it was confirmed by Christy, who reached him through the onrushing army. Her hair was tightly coiled around her head and neck.
Bad feeling, lover.
Too easy.
They had little choice but to follow. There had been a couple of casualties among the leading throng. Ryan caught sight of JB and Jack, trying to calm down Crossroads foot soldiers.
No! Wait! Slow down! Slow down!
Fuck that! Woo!
But they were soon swept along with the tide. More of the Illuminated Ones went down, and the others pulled back farther along the hallway until they passed through a sector that led into a vast chamber beyond. As the war party swept in, Ryan and Christy toward the rear, still trying to pull them back, the remaining Illuminated melted into the walls, leaving the warriors firing at thin air.
What the fuck?
The heavy sector closed behind the last of the invaders. The room was in total darkness. Then the lights were gradually raised to reveal a large, hangar-like chamber.
Oh, fuck.
Ryan's face was set grim. Two large Mattrans units stood in the chamber. Set high in one wall was an observation port, its armor-glass windows dark and opaque. As he'd feared, they had played right into the enemy's hands. Ryan felt frustration and rage boil up in him to the point where he felt that he would explode. Gazing up at the armor-glass obport, it seemed to the one-eyed warrior that the opaque wall was mocking them. He could imagine Illuminated Ones pouring over the people gathered below, examining them as though they were nothing more than insects. Ryan knew it was a futile gesture, but it was something he had to do. Taking the stire from his back, he strode through the throng and fired. He watched the bullet ricochet harmlessly off the armor glass, not even pitting or scarring the surface.
Yeah, Ryan! Fuck him!
Yeah, fuck him!
Come on, Doc, my old beauty. Let's show the bastards we're not chilled yet.
I'm afraid that I will have to refrain, my dear feline. Ricocheted bullets have a way of biting one in the ass, if you'll excuse my obscenity.
As the laser blasters, rifles, and hand blasters went off around them, the companions sought out one another among the throng of warriors.
When these fools get hit by their own bullets, I hope they don't expect me to help them. I don't even have my damned med kit.
I don't get it. There's not even a hope of breaking through.
Yeah, but at least it's got everyone on the up again. That was really the only reason.
It certainly worked, lover. They're fired up all right. But what the hell can we do to get out of here?
Ma, what they do get rid of us.
What do you mean?
Okay, that's it. I'm sick of this shit. Hold your fire! Hold your goddamn fire!
Fuck you! Ah! I've been hit!
Fucking idiot.
Ugh.
As to your inquiry, Master Cawdor, allow me perhaps to explain and expound upon our friend Jack's point. Observe, if you will, that we have been guided into the vast chamber where they keep their Mattrans units. We all, do we not, either have the disease or are carriers of such. Now, if you were in the position of the Illuminated Ones, what would you choose to do? Exterminate us all? Take issue and battle with us? Or would you, if you had the opportunity, not disseminate us all to the farthest corners of the land, thus achieving the rare treasure of killing two birds with but one stone? After all, they would not only have disposed of us, they would also have spread their foul contagion.
Is that what you meant, Jack?
Phew. Bigger words, but yeah.
Point is, it's vital to get the hell out of this chamber as soon as possible. The more time we waste here, the closer some of us get to buying the farm. And I hate to sound self-important, but if I go, then will I have time to tell the rest of you what you need to look for?
Don't worry, Millie. It's not going to come to that. They've got other plans for us, I figure.
There was a light in the armorer's eyes that spoke of deeper feeling, one that he wouldn't express so publicly, but which Mildred could acknowledge.
Let's hope so, John.
Gloria and Tammy fought their way through the throng toward the companions.
Ryan, that was triple stoop of me. I've just led us right into the shit here.
It's not your fault, Gloria. They set it up so that we had to follow.
What the...
A fine mist suddenly filled the room.
Dark night, they're spraying us.
Shit, they're gonna soak us. Cover your blasters and try and keep warm.
The army as a whole heeded John's advice and covered their weapons as best as possible. They also tried to cover as much exposed skin as possible as the mist came down. For the scantily clad gate women, this was an impossible task. As the atmosphere moved from a mist to a spray to a shower, some of the women began to shiver. The water droplets that fell from the ceiling grew larger, heavier, and colder, bombarding those below. It soon became like a monsoon in the hangar. Doc offered Kat his jacket, and although the small Amazon huddled closer into him for warmth and shelter, she refused to take the heavy coat.
Nice of you to offer, sweetheart. But you're ill, and you probably need it a whole lot more than I do.
For fuck's sake, what's this all about?
Trying to soften us all up. Not trying to infect us like before. That's already done. This is to make us weak, so we won't be able to react with any kind of speed or accuracy.
Which means we'll need to, Fire Blast. They must be about to take some kind of action.
After a few more minutes of the water treatment, by which time the fighters were numbingly cold, the water suddenly ceased. The floor was covered in water.
Quickly! Quickly, everyone move! Just get the circulation going again. Get warm. Don't let anyone fall asleep. It could be fatal.
The chamber floor came alive as previously inert warriors began to move, trying to massage life back into frozen limbs. Ryan and JB assisted Doc and Jack. Doc's frame was already under immense stress from both the disease and the legacy of his time troll experiences, and Jack was suffering from the ravages of the disease. Dean, who was soon functioning normally, assisted Tammy and Gloria in aiding other gate warriors, while Christy directed her attention to Mildred. Gradually, the level of light in the chamber began to rise.
Now why would they want to light it up in here?
Perhaps so they can see just exactly what we're doing. And if that's the case, then it means that they're planning some action of their own.
Best to get ready, then.
The viewing platform became less opaque. An internal light had been turned on, revealing three people within. Two middle-aged men and a slightly younger woman. The three illuminated ones wore uniforms like their compatriots, but had an air about them that suggested they were more than mere workers.
The enemy above.
Ryan took a quick wreck of the chamber, noticing that JB was doing likewise. There were three exits, the large one through which they'd come, a smaller one set in the wall beneath the viewing gallery, and the last of the same size set into the far wall behind the two vast freestanding Mattrans chamber units. Ryan and JB exchanged glances. Neither could see anything around those doors that could be used as shelter or cover, and there was nothing in the chamber that would help them.
What the hell's going on?
It can't be good.
You have already seen what we can do to make you uncomfortable. Many of you will have been weakened. Repetition of such treatment will lead to your deaths. It is in your best interest to obey our commands.
Like hell.
You will all discard your weapons. Leave them on the floor of the chamber. Please do not think that you can conceal anything from us, as we will be monitoring you most closely.